In the World War I novel, All Quiet on the Western Front, it was said that every soldier believes in chance, but trusts his luck. NPR's Tom Bowman spoke with a Marine serving in Anbar Province in Iraq about the luck that saved his life.
Gunnery Sergeant Sean Dempsey has high praise for the body armor he wears, even though many complain it's too heavy for patrolling in the unforgiving desert heat.
I'm standing here in front of you. I can tell you it's effective.
There's a hole in the back of Dempsey's body armor. It's about the size of a poker chip and frayed at the edges. He got that hole a week earlier, after the Marines arrived for a meeting with Iraqi officials. The Marines fanned out in front of a building, casting a wide security net. Dempsey recalls what happened next in the rapid-fire delivery of Jersey City.
There was a little kid, about 10, 12 years old, he's trying to come through. My gunner stopped him, and I went over and talked to the kid. And I was walking with the kid around the cordon, taking him around it. Next thing I know, I heard a loud bang and felt a pop. I fell face first on the ground. Saw dust come up. For a minute, I thought I stepped on a mine or something.
Dempsey struggled to his feet. The kid ran off. Dempsey made a dizzying line back to his Humvee.
Talked to my gunner and said, "Hey, I think I got shot." He goes, "Yep, you got shot." And he was looking in the direction to see where, you know, the shot may have come from. But there was people in the market, and when people heard the shot, they started running.
The Marines loaded Dempsey into a Humvee and quickly found their commanding officer. The convoy raced to a nearby police station. Dustin Kirby, a Navy medical corpsman, was waiting.
We got a call that somebody got shot. Shot in the SAPI plate.
SAPI stands for Small Arms Protection Insert. It fits in a sleeve inside the vest. It's rock hard and slightly curved. It's about the size of a cereal box, just not as thick. The bullet bore only a quarter inch into the plate. But Kirby worried the blunt force of the bullet could cause internal injuries. He tore off Dempsey's vest and uniform.
Took off the SAPI plate, took a look. He just had a really big bruise on his back, and he said he was in pain. Other than that, he was fine.
Pretty lucky?
Oh yeah, very lucky. Very lucky.
Dempsey was wearing the newest kinds of plates. They offer more protection than the ones Marines were wearing as early as the spring.
If they had had the old SAPIs, it would have gone right through. Right through. Best case scenario, he'd have lived the rest of his life paralyzed from, you know, mid-level back down and everything like that. Worst case scenario, he'd have bled out.
The bullet that hit Dempsey came from a Russian sniper's rifle, a Dragunov. A well-placed sniper shot is one of the greatest fears in Iraq these days, especially in Anbar, in the teeming Baghdad neighborhoods. After he was shot, Dempsey wanted to call his father first. His dad fought in Vietnam and was wounded there. He could better explain what happened to Dempsey's wife, Leslie, and his two sons, Johnny and Joey. But he couldn't reach his dad, so he reluctantly called his wife.
And I told her, he's like, "Hey, how's it going, the usual?" She's like, "Oh, everything's great. You know, how are you?" I'm like, "Fine. Just got to let you know. I got hurt today, but I'm fine. You know, I got a bruise. Everything's okay." And she asked what happened. I told her, I said, "I got shot." And her question was, "How did you get shot and only have a bruise?"
Dempsey tears at the Velcro on his vest. He pulls out his new SAPI plate and wraps his knuckles against it. When Dempsey gets home, he says he will mount his damaged SAPI plate on a wooden plaque with his name, the date he was shot, September 17, 2006, and perhaps a line from a rock song. "I get knocked down, but I get up again." Tom Bowman, NPR News, Anbar Province. I get knocked down.